MissouriNet News is presented by the Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety. Drive sober or get pulled over. Consider the consequences. Never drive impaired. Learn more at SaveMoLives.com.
I'm Jason Taylor. Kansas City police are investigating a double shooting with one person dead at a popular restaurant. KNBC reports the incident took place at around 8 p.m. last night on the patio of the Californos restaurant where 200 people were present. The suspect and the deceased victim were involved in an argument when the suspect opened fire. A man was pronounced dead at the scene. A female was rushed to an area hospital with a gunshot wound to the arm. State Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal says she has learned her lesson, but she's not resigning for saying President Trump should be assassinated. During a Sunday press conference at a Ferguson church surrounded by supporters, the University City Democrat says she's not giving up.
I am a servant of God, and I am a servant of the people that I represent. And I failed them both recently, but I'm reminded of the kindness that has been afforded me and so many others that have made mistakes.
Missouri state and federal lawmakers in both major parties have called for her resignation. Republican Lieutenant Governor Mike Parson is giving Chappelle Nadal until the September 13th veto session to resign or face removal from office by Senate vote. Plans are in place around the state for today's total solar eclipse. No Missouri city has anticipated the event and made more preparation than St. Joseph in the northwest side of the state. Beth Conway with the Visitors Bureau in St. Joseph says a number of factors have led to estimates of up to 500,000 visitors crowding into the city.
We have the infrastructure to accommodate lots of people, not quite that many people, but a lot of people. We sit on two major interstates. We're only 30 minutes away from the International Airport in Kansas City. And historically here in northwest Missouri, that time of the year, we've got clear skies.
MissouriNet affiliate KFEQ in St. Joseph is broadcasting the eclipse live. A man from Sugar Creek near Kansas City is behind bars after allegedly killing an Independence man. 51-year-old Patrick Barkwell is charged with second-degree murder in an incident where the victim failed to return a borrowed vehicle. Supporters of Missouri's new right-to-work law have organized to oppose union efforts to bring it to a public vote. The Liberty Alliance, which was formed specifically for that purpose, includes some influential Republican state lawmakers. Among them is Representative Holly Rader of Sykeston, who claims unions have been trying to intimidate people for years with misinformation.
Since I got in the Missouri legislature and started fighting for this, I've heard so many misnomers that really just scares family. That bothers me so much.
Unions passed a milestone Friday when they presented the Secretary of State with three times the number of public signatures required to get the law before voters. Two men reportedly burglarized a St. Louis County wine store over the weekend, stealing thousands of dollars worth of merchandise. Town and Country Police say the two stole over $6,000 worth of alcohol. This is Missouri Net.